Did Hogan's character have a last name in Old Sparta, or was it just Rip? As far as I can remember, anybody ever called him Rip. Even in business meetings, it was just Rip. Yeah. I mean, like, he's Kanye. Like, you know what I mean? There's just, there's no fucking last name for this dude whatsoever.
So I just Googled it, because I was curious. He's billed as Rip Thomas.
There you what go. The shit is that? That's a terrible name.
Yeah, why would you just go with Rip at that point?
Riptide, like anything. Like,
well, there you go.
He was wearing, like,
there
all
you
the
go.
Surfer yeah. shit.
This
not
is
that the
that
name
movie.
Is the most glaring plot hole in the movie. But
obviously not.
Ooh, yeah. They are the children of the Adams.
It'd be like when Xbox shit his pants in that Bronco Buster. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, come on, man. This
yeah,
is
not
a, this
now.
This is what I wanted to do today. Not today, of all days.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, speaking of wrestling, we're actually going to keep this show in the wrestling world. We decided to kind of come up with a list, like a top five, if you will, of the best wrestling movies out there. And specifically, I came up with a list. I chose to ignore all films under the WWE umbrella, with the exception of one of the films on there. Like, the film was made way back in the 80s, but now it's under the umbrella, so, you know, there's it's got an asterisk to it. But all the films that fall under the current WWE studios, just we're not going to bother with those, because, I mean, outside of See No Evil, you know.
Yeah, it's all shit.
You know. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not great.
Yeah, besides,
not a lot of them are great. The See No Evils are far.
Besides,
solid
if we talk shit
movie,
about
so.
The WWE, they'll have our videos removed from YouTube.
Copyright notice. I love the fact that we got that copyright notice and it got yanked. Someone had to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. After
someone
after
heard
us like
a lot of shit about
spending 45 minutes talking shit about No Holds Barred.
But we recommended to buy it.
I think you
so
recommended
it
to buy
positive.
It, not me.
Of course. And I swiftly went out and bought it. It was God. Very cheap. Well worth it. But in keeping the wrestling world, we're joined here by a very special guest. He's a former trainer at the Great Khali School in India. He just got back from Bad Luck Fale's dojo in New Zealand. He also works as a stand-up. He is an old friend of mine, Mr. Ethan HD. Ethan, how's it going, man?
Doing good, man.
Thanks for joining
us. I also
us.
Won't say anything negative about WWE because I'm still trying to get a job there.
Yeah, yeah.
So
for
I think
obvious
they put
reasons.
Out fine products. The, right. the Marine franchise is going strong.
Right.
The Rambo of our generation, I would say.
Oh, wow. I think Stallone's still alive.
Yeah,
I don't think
that's
okay to take that
statement,
role from
but,
just yet.
You know, in the interest of goodwill, I'll agree with you there.
I did see The Marine with John Cena. I skipped anything starring Randy Orton.
How many do they make now? Three?
Oh, no, there's way more of them.
Oh,
they,
God.
They're on, like, The Marine 7, I think.
Do they have, like, team-ups and shit? Like, does John
like are they
Cena,
doing
like,
tag
up?
Team matches, like, in these movies,
yeah.
basically?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's just all the guy who was on MTV, The Miz, he was on the Real World shows. He's the star of all the Marine movies now with a few of the other.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I stopped watching MTV back in like 1993. So.
And obviously you're not watching wrestling anymore because you have no idea any of these names we're throwing
no,
at you.
No, I
right
don't. I know John Cena.
The Marine movies are popular though.
Are they? Well, yeah.
Built
an audience,
I was on a plane
right?
with somebody and we were like making just like light banter. And he asked me what I do, and I was like, well, I'm a professional wrestler. And he's like, I'm not a real big fan. And I was like, oh, that's right. fair. And then we talked for a little bit more, and he put on, like, a movie on the headrest, and it was, like, Marine 4. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, this guy's not a fan of wrestling, but is a big fan of the Marine franchise.
Did he know those are wrestlers acting in that movie?
I feel like you would almost have to, because
yeah.
nothing against, like, the Marine franchise, but I feel like you'd only watch it if you were a wrestling fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Or yeah. if, you know, you starred in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's no way he was just bored and like, oh, I was jumping on the fourth movie in this franchise.
Right. Yeah.
So we had to have seen 1, 2, and 3 leading
yeah, you
up
need,
to this.
You need context going
That's
in.
An excellent
Absolutely.
Point.
There's got to be people out there, like, because they're so diversified. Like, they do, you know, all Scooby-Doo cartoons now, basically each one has a wrestler in it. So they're tapping in to whole audiences who probably don't care for wrestling. Yeah, they're just going to know John Cena and The Undertaker is the guy from that Scooby-Doo cartoon where, you know, Triple H was like a limo driver in some kind of wacky races thing. I don't know.
You know what I think, though? I think everybody is kind of a secret wrestling fan. They just don't always want to admit it. I mean,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it every once in a while. Every once in a while, I just kind of leave it on there to see what's going on. I don't recognize any of the wrestlers anymore, but
right.
but there's still some entertainment to it that I get out of it, so I can yeah. see it.
I don't know that if it wasn't for my love of wrestling that I would watch the WWE Studios movies, though.
Probably
there's
not.
There's some decent ones. There's some decent ones.
I watch a lot of bad ones. Like, I watch a lot of shit movies, but I mean, some of those other ones, like, Randy Orton only seems to have one face, and it's super angry.
He's WWE's Jimmy Stewart. He's WWE's Jimmy Stewart. That's how I look at it. Dude's got credentials.
That's awesome.
Because I watched, was it 12 rounds 2 with Randy Orton?
Oh, wow.
The best part about it is, like, you can tell, like, somebody gave him the green light to swear. Because he just goes bananas with F-bombs. Like, it's almost like when people swear at the end of a bad take so that they don't use it. Uh-huh. It's almost to that point.
Oh, man.
Where I was like, well, maybe he just thought it was a bad take, so he was like, well, fuck, shit, titty balls. And they're like, ah, now they'll have to redo it. And the director was like, cut it, print.
Yeah.
If there's actually a scene in that movie where he like fights a bad guy and says, fuck, shit, titty balls, I will buy every Marine movie from here on out. Just careful, for that alone.
Careful what you wish for, man.
Oh, dude, I swear to Christ, I absolutely would. I'm sold if that fucking dialogue ends up in a movie.
That's going to be like the next Marine movies. Marine 7, fuck shit titty balls.
There you go.
Starring Randy Orton.
So he went off script then for all the cussing, or do you think they built that in for him?
I'm sure it was scripted, but I mean, like, he definitely goes all in on the swearing.
That was the day he was in the writer's room with everybody else trying to come up with some dialogue or something. I don't know.
How do we make him sound tougher? Just let him say fuck a lot. He loves it.
Yeah. That was probably why
Randy,
he agreed to do
pepper it in whatever you want. And he's like, okay, I got it.
We're just going to improv a little bit here.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm sure one of these Marine movies has won a Razzie or two for screenwriting or something.
I am more than willing to go out on a limb and say no WWE movie has won a Razzie. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, they're not bad. I mean, the production value is always good. You know, they do actually get, you know, some early writers and directors before, you know, as like they launch into other projects, things like that. And, you know, arguably some wrestlers have gone on to really good acting careers. It's just, you know.
Sure.
It's like, you know, farm league baseball. You know, it's an indie, you know, it's an indie film studio. It's just, you know, they're not churning out Duplass Brother bullshit. They're, you know, they're making action movies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same.
It's a really good way to look at it.
Hey, it's somebody's creative outlet there, so.
You know. Yeah, absolutely.
And somebody's, you know, getting paid to do something.
It's quite an outlet. It's entertaining as shit. But the list I came up with, here, gentlemen, we have got They Live, Predator, No Holds Barred, Guardians of the Galaxy, and The Princess Bride. Now, the criteria was that the wrestler had to be main cast. They couldn't just show up like in the background somewhere. Like, I'm talking main cast. And,
yeah, he's in the opening credits.
Right, and these movies too, like, they're not, with the exception of No Holds Barred, just because of of when it came out at the time, it was the only movie of its kind, and it's just exceptionally terrible, so I felt the need to include it. There were some other good, Ed Wood, George the Animal Steel definitely could have made the list. Stone Cold has made a lot of shit movies, so he probably wasn't going to make it in. Some of X-Pac and China and Hulk Hogan's grainier work would get honorable mention.
Not exactly mainstream stuff there.
Yeah. But the point of contention for me with these movies is, did the wrestler make them better or worse, and would they be as beloved as they are, you know what I mean, without it? So out of these five, I think we could determine which one is the best.
Wait, are you saying did it make the wrestler better or did it make the movie better?
Did the wrestler make the movie better? Like, could they have swapped in any oafish kind of Hordor, you know what I mean, to fill the hole, and would the movie have been as good? So let's start right off the gate with No Holds Barred.
Yeah, let's get this crap out of the way.
Let's get this shit show out of the way first. I'm sure much like most people listening to this, we discovered this movie at a very young age. And, you know, who growing up wasn't a Hulkamaniac? You know what I mean? Probably not so much now, given, you know, how old and white and racist he is. And how weird his penis looks. I mean, dude, the thing had the Fu Manchu mustache around the hilt. It was something to behold.
It had its own weightlifting belt. Right. That was the best part. It had its own weight belt.
I mean, before he gets it on, does it tear off its own shirt and shit, too?
It does, actually, yeah. Yeah. He has a little bandana for it, yeah.
So literally, it probably really looks like a hot dog. It's probably that same color, right?
Yeah, it's like a thermos, basically. Yeah, that guy does not believe in tan lines at all.
No.
I respect that.
Every inch is covered. I mean, you know, I'm sure if they'd have zoomed in on, you know, the happy hole, dude would have been bronzed as well.
I'll take your word for that one. Okay.
Have you not seen that grainy ass video, Brian?
I know it's in black and white. I don't know. Is there like a full length video?
No.
The
only thing that's ever come out was just that little.
Okay, then that's what I've seen before.
Of him
yes.
talking about how full he was with food.
I've got the blue widescreen director's cut, and it's really
nice.
Good. Yeah. They clear up a lot of plot holes.
Does it have Hulk's commentary on it as well?
They couldn't get him for that.
I think you could just loop old promos of his over it.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. As the footage is going on, you'd probably be fine.
Yeah. They just couldn't cut out the N-word enough. That was the problem.
Oh, my God. There'd be no audio left if they did that.
Yeah, no.
None whatsoever. So 1989 still holds barred. It's almost like they did Batman Begins, but they actually had Batman star in the movie, basically. Like, it's almost like a lateral universe Hulk Hogan origins where, you know, he's the Hulkster and his little brother gets roughed up by a guy, gets put into a wheelchair. And
the guy
miraculously doesn't get arrested or anything, even though he was previously in prison for doing the same shit to a guy. Got off scot-free this time around, even though it was televised, right?
Yeah. Zeus was a badass dude.
Zeus was a big guy. That unibrow is not fucking around whatsoever.
Yeah.
But top to bottom, could they have put any wrestler from the age into the starring role of No Holds Barred, and would the movie have been as good? Ethan, what do you think?
So I thought about that. The only other person I think who would have made the movie better would have been like Sid Vicious.
Oh, man. It'd be better for all the wrong reasons, though. Oh, man.
Oh, 100%. Because I get at the time, you're like, we're going to put Hulk Hogan in a wrestling movie, and you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to make millions of dollars.
Right.
In hindsight, the only way it would be more of a cult classic is if it was Sid Vicious.
Man, that's a... Brian, if you're not aware of Sid Vicious, a very gigantic guy, he had a couple of beef runs with the WWF. He was famous at WCW. He came off the middle turnbuckle, and he landed, like, his leg basically just disintegrated, like fucking Thanos snapped, and his leg just poof, like, you know, it snapped right in two. But his promos are, Ethan, how would you describe them?
Like, the most together Tourette's person on the planet. Like, it's almost like Tourette's guy, like the internet sensation of. Because, like, you
That's
get
very fucking
what he's
accurate.
Trying. You get what he's trying to say. The emotion is there. But the words are just, like, almost non sequiturs.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
That's fucking spot on. That's the best description I've ever heard given. Oh yeah, no, I'll send you over some after this. You're in luck.
Wow.
Yeah, that would definitely be a better movie. I think if they wanted to actually make it better for the right reasons, maybe Roddy Piper.
Yeah,
that would be my pick.
But I don't know that Roddy could have gone like the full Sufi finger cheese that only Hogan was bringing to the table. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Okay, so when you say trying to put a wrestler in there, are you trying to put a wrestler into Hogan's role or to Zeus's
yes.
role?
Into Hogan's role. Zeus has to say. The movie wouldn't be what it was without Zeus. It's like replacing Darth Vader, man. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, not exactly
course,
like replacing Darth
this
Vader.
This movie, yeah. Once again, you are making some strong comparisons here to this. Like,
I know, man.
Yeah, no.
Lateral moves.
This movie is still shit. I mean, it's terrible. It doesn't, to me, it does not hold up anymore.
Oh no! Well, no. I think did you not go back and time, watch it on Prime? It's less than $3, Brian. It's quite a steal.
No, and I refuse to pay that because I remember talking about this on the last show, and I remember as a kid, I didn't like the movie. I was bored with it. So,
you know what? You need to rewatch it as an adult. Seriously, I think in fresh eyes.
I mean, that's the only reason why I want to do different. Like a Riff Trax version of this, and just we will tear the shit out of it while we're watching it on like Facebook Live or something.
It'd be something to do.
You can give it some credit where credit is due, but yeah, that movie—it's not great. I'm not a fan of it, but
yeah.
But boy, yeah. No, you think Piper could fit in for Hogan there?
I think he would have made the movie better, just because arguably Roddy Piper was a vastly better actor.
Well, no, I agree with that. Yes,
you know what I mean. But I mean, it still would have had, you know, the Thomas J. Wright funk on it. Like, I think a lot of the problem was the director, because this is the same guy who directed Howard the Duck.
One of many things.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Alias. You know what I mean? So there's not, you know, he was hit or miss. Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of stuff wrong with that movie. It goes beyond directing. But, you know, God, I can't think of anybody else. Maybe the Macho Man could stand into that one. I don't know.
I don't even think
he could do that.
Yeah.
I think he would be I think he would have been a better villain, though. He could have replaced Zeus.
Yeah, well, I don't. It would have been more campy, I think. It would have been way more campy. Because yeah, Randy absolutely. Savage, for being a professional wrestler, like, even in Spider-Man, doesn't even play, like, a convincing professional wrestler.
No.
Like, he somehow plays a more hokey professional wrestler.
But Bonesaw was ready.
Yeah,
he was so ready.
So ready.
Bonesaw.
See, God. Bonesaw McGraw would have worked.
Yeah.
Bonesaw McGraw is also an amazing wrestling name.
It's fucking fantastic.
I hate that somebody was sitting on that.
Did Hogan's character have a last name in No Holds Barred, or was it just Rip? Was it just Rip in that movie?
No, he had to have had a last name, but
I can't recall one.
I mean, you're the one who watched it recently, so
I don't as far as I can remember, anybody ever called him Rip. Even in business meetings, it was just Rip.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's Kanye. Like, you know what I mean? There's no fucking last name to this dude whatsoever.
He might go by Mr. Rip at times if they want to be formal.
Mr. Rip, yeah. Sir Rip, if he's overseas visiting the Queen, maybe.
So I just Googled it because I was curious. He's billed as Rip Thomas.
There you
what
go.
The shit is that? That's a terrible name.
Yeah, why would you just go with Rip at that point?
Yeah, what the fuck? Rip Thomas. Come on,
I mean,
man.
That's as bad as, you know, George Lucas coming up with Indiana Smith. You know?
Oh, okay, yeah. But, all right, yeah, all right. Rip Thomas. I mean, what? Dude, that's such a terrible just...
Yeah,
you can't
just
go real guy
name.
And wrestler in a mix like that.
No.
You can't do that sort of thing.
No,
no,
that's another
like
reason.
Galaxy.
Why.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Riptide, like anything. Like,
well, there you go.
He was wearing like
there
all
you
the,
go.
The yeah. surfer shit. God damn it.
Yeah, why do they just call Riptide? That makes
right?
like the most sense.
Could have been the name of his finisher move too. You know what I mean?
This
not
is
that
why
the name
that movie...
is the most glaring plot hole in the movie, but
obviously not.
It seems like a very easy one to fix.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, a group of people had to sit around, and they're like, yeah, but Rip Thomas. And that group of, like, five people were like, all right, sure, we'll come back to it. And they just never came back to it.
They'll circle back around to it, and
yeah.
they forgot.
Yeah, hence the problems with this movie. See, if we can step in and create a better movie in a couple of seconds, that says a lot, okay?
Jeez. I don't know why they don't remake this.
They should, but like,
no.
Who though? Who
yeah.
do you put in there? Because the movie's so great because it's so campy.
Yeah.
It would be like if you tried to redo Saved by the Bell. Like, the only reason it still has appeal is the camp factor.
They could fix that if they redid Saved by the Bell with the cast today, but put them in high school still.
Yeah. They would have to go all just, I mean, total self-parody on it and just.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know,
they make
all,
you laugh about it.
Mother Nature doesn't give a fuck, so they've definitely aged a lot.
Yeah.
But have Zach Morris still acting like he's Zach
Morris.
I don't think
when they were making No Holds Barred that they were thinking, oh, yeah, this is just kind of making fun of ourselves. I think they were taking that kind of seriously, and they weren't in on the joke that everybody else was making.
Oh, I don't know, man. When that dude shit his pants, but he said Dookie instead. Those are some heavy things.
Well, I think
man.
That's just
even for 1989.
I think
that's
some writers in there. I think they're real clever, and they're not. I don't know.
How is he wearing cowboy boots running around so well, like on pavement? You know what I mean? And you know he wasn't sliding or nothing.
Wasn't he doing that in his TV show as well? The one in Florida, whatever that name. What was that name of
oh,
the show?
Oh, Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder in Paradise. Yeah, wasn't he like
yeah.
that too?
I think he was like a boat spy in that show,
yeah.
wasn't he?
Yeah, they had like the Knight Rider version of the boat or something. I don't know.
Right, yeah, that's right. They called it Cat though, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Cat the boat instead of Kit the car, isn't that what they called that?
I think I would rather watch that series than watch No Holds Barred again. Though, so.
I think if they remade it today, they'd almost have to. God, I don't know if they have anyone cheesy enough to do it. Like, you'd almost have to go John Cena, but have him pretend to be Hulk Hogan. Like, in the movie. Like, have him do his best Hulk Hogan impression as Rip Thomas.
Yeah, it would almost be have to do like what they did with, that parody Southern promotion, Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
Yes, exactly.
You'd almost have to remake it, like, in that vein. Like, purposely
yeah.
trying to make it bad.
Like, the shitty filter, too. I want to see screen jumps and everything, like, from the camera being terrible, all that stuff.
Just get the boom in the shot.
There you
just
go.
I love
yeah.
it. They could do it all green screen too, like Kung Fury. You know what I mean? It'd be awesome.
Yeah, you can't do a gritty reboot of No Holds Barred.
No.
Yeah.
I don't get why Hogan didn't call his sex tape No Holds Barred.
Oh, I love that. God damn it.
Somebody in marketing should have gotten fired for that.
You need to reach out to him, man. Become his agent.
I might.
Yeah, this is 10% you're missing out on.
I wonder who owns the rights to that movie.
I'm sure the WWE bought that up too.
Yeah. They had to have.
I like to believe it's in the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
It's in the Registry of Protected Film.
Yeah, right. It's in some salt mine,
Right.
Permanently protected.
Right next, right underneath the Spirit of St. Louis. That's right there. Just a whole fire.
And the Lost Ark, you know.
Right.
Just put it right next to the Atari ET games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will admit, though, I've never actually seen the Hogan sex tape. Like, it's one of the few things that, like, had zero appeal to me.
It wasn't really like a whole tape. Like, there was only like a few seconds of footage.
It's
like
snippets.
You see him pumping, but I mean, you know, you basically slap a shitty blonde wig on like a rhino and watch him fall into something. That's what the sex
tape
like, was.
It's like security cam footage too. So it's
basically
it's nothing impressive.
But like 1990 security cameras, like not good ones.
Yeah, like he clearly got these installed when they first came out in the house, and then
he just
never upgraded
them.
Yeah,
basically.
Maybe he was the inspiration for Paranormal Activity. Who knows?
That would be scary. I would be horrifically frightened if in the middle of the night I walked in like Hulk Hogan just like going to town.
Yeah.
I hear when he ejaculates, his dick yells, brother.
Brother.
Now it's just a little puff of smoke with it. He's up there in his age.
This comes out like Mr. Fuji salt.
Oh my God! Yes,
I think
just the powder just blowing.
I think nowadays he's probably just calling it brother while he's trying to encourage it to get up. You know,
probably just tying it to a stick.
He's like, "Come on, brother, you can do it."
It's like with every thrust, he's saying brother.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's got to be.
Yeah, he's saying his prayers and taking the vitamins all at the same time.
He's saying the prayers and giving the vitamins.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Moving right along here, we're going to jump over to, we're going to stay in the 80s here. We're going to go over to the original Predator movie.
Oh, okay.
Jesse the Body Ventura
now
is the wrestler in question in this film from 1987. I don't know anyone who is a fan of Schwarzenegger movies that probably doesn't list this as their most favorite.
Ooh, yes.
It's the most fun.
Yeah, I won't say it's my favorite, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your favorite Schwarzenegger movie?
I'm going to go with Commando. I just like that one a little more.
That's a fair choice.
Yeah, it's a little more campy, but goddamn, it's entertaining. So, a lot more Arnold one-liners. I think that's why I like it.
Yeah. Okay, so Jesse the Body played Blaine in this, and he had a lot of iconic lines. I mean, lines that people still, you know what I mean? You hear people quoting this motherfucker still today. Could they put another wrestler in that role and had it be as good, or did Jesse Ventura just bring that fucking some grittiness to it that made it perfect?
I feel like he was the only guy you could cast, because
isn't
he also like a former Marine or some shit?
Yeah, he was
a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Navy SEAL. So he was perfect for that.
Yeah.
Like, that, and he just kind of fits in with everybody just being like kind of an okay actor, but like never missed RK.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can write him six lines and he'll be able to deliver them perfectly.
Yeah, and he's gonna show up looking gigantic.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody in that movie said missed arm day.
No.
Sure.
That is for goddamn sure.
God, how hard do you think Carl Weathers started pumping, dude, knowing he was getting cast to that motherfucker, just killing it, like getting back to Apollo shape, you know what I mean? Yeah, dude, they were so oily too. I mean, oh my God, they were oily. Like when they're laying the booby traps, it's like they all bathe in baby oil.
Yeah, they're all so like, we got to put either take our shirts completely off or wear tank tops. You know, they all
right.
Yeah.
Everybody
single-handedly.
Everybody wear gloves and put your hats back on too.
Like the scene where like him and Dylan shake hands, like Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Oh yeah,
that right there is like the heterosexual volleyball scene.
There you go. That's right. That's right.
Like it's all muscle and oil.
Who called
the
volleyball scene heterosexual? What did I miss? That's the best part about that movie, I thought.
I feel like that's the moment you know, like, as a child, like, if you're gay or not.
Yeah.
You see that volleyball scene, and based on your physical reaction, you know.
Hey, something's happening down there.
Yeah. Or you're just really a big fan of Val Kilmer and you didn't realize that until just then.
True, yeah.
You know the person who had to feel the most insignificant on that set though of a Predator was Shane Black.
Absolutely.
You know, like the smallest dude out there, and just like, how do I fit in here? Here, you operate the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna give we'll you a lot of pussy hey. Jokes to say, but yeah, you know, yeah. Other than that, you don't need to worry, you know, worry about.
Yeah, and even when you deliver those, they're just still gonna make you feel inferior.
Right.
Oh, dude, he's like radar from MASH.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
When they wrote that movie, like, he's on radar. Yeah. We got one.
I think they said, yeah, you contributed a few lines to the script. We'll fit you in. We need somebody to kill off real early. Here we go.
Yeah, he was brought on for a script polish on that, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's a good writer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Lethal Weapon, Monster and, Squad, fucking
in
Last
fact,
Boy
he's,
Scout.
He's a – now, I can't remember. Is he writer on the new Predator or is he,
yeah,
is he directing,
and directing
that one? I can't remember.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because he also had a screenwriting credit for Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, fucking fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, not great in that movie, though.
There's no way you're replacing Jesse the Body in that one. We're all agreed.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah, there's nobody else with the personality that fits that, you know?
Right.
No, who else can deliver I Got No Time to Bleed, you know? Or
not as convincingly, I don't think.
No.
You know, or, you know, the chewing tobacco, like, you know, that guy, I bought every ounce of him as that character.
I mean, yeah. who else could have promoted that on Saturday morning on Superstars of Wrestling too? I don't know if you remember that when he was on there, he'd always be wearing the Schwarzenegger Predator, and he'd be like, this thing should say Ventura's Predator. I don't know what they could write Schwarzenegger on here for. You know, it was pretty hilarious.
Gotta love him.
Yeah.
Very few men can wear feathers as convincingly as he.
That's
does.
Right. That's right. He does in that movie too. It's so ridiculous.
All right, jumping along here, we're gonna come a little modern with this one. Guardians of the Galaxy. Dave Bautista is the wrestler in question. Arguably, I think for this movie, like, the role was initially offered to Jason Momoa, and I was really excited about that. And when Dave Bautista was then cast after Momoa passed, you know, before the first Guardians came out, you didn't really – the only thing this guy had done was, like, basically, like, one of those knockoff Stone Cold movies where he fought Van Damme in, like,
yeah.
a street fight kind of – you know what I mean? So you didn't know what you were getting with it.
No, that's exactly what I thought. You know, I had no idea what personality he had besides what I saw in wrestling.
Yeah, but arguably, like, the role was so well written, you know what I mean? Like, you probably could have put any other wrestler in that movie, and it might have had similar results. You know what I mean?
I would disagree with you. I think it's just certain people can pull this kind of stuff off, because he's not a great actor in this movie, but it's his delivery, the way he delivers every one of his lines, that makes you laugh. And I think as time has gone on, as, you know, he's done three movies now, he's kind of gotten more comfortable. So it's getting better. But in that first one, you know, I didn't know what to expect, but he pleasantly surprised me. But you put anybody else in there? I don't know. I think some of their lines might just, you know, hit the ground hard and, you know, it won't be the same.
Yeah, he improv'd that why is Gamora line in Infinity War.
Oh, I bet he's improv'd a lot of his lines on there. I bet they have many a takes of
I'm
him
sure.
just doing some shit and they're like, I like that one. Let's go there. Yeah.
All right. Ethan, what do you think?
Ah, man, I don't know, because, like, now having seen him as Drax three times,
right,
it'd be hard to imagine anybody else in that role.
Okay.
And I think there's kind of like an art to, like, he's clearly not trying.
Right.
And that's what makes it so good.
Yes.
He's clearly just playing around.
Right.
And, like, enjoying his time.
Yeah.
Like, being Drax. Also, like, Guardians is kind of like Marvel's way of just, like, really showing off.
Yeah, that's
because
fair.
They basically took a franchise that nobody had ever heard of. They cast, like, a comic as the action hero.
Yeah,
right.
Like, the only chick in it is green.
Yeah.
They cast, like, a wrestler in it. They take Bradley Cooper and make him a CGI raccoon.
Yep.
Then they have, like, Groot, who could only say one thing.
Yeah.
He has to,
and
like,
they had to get Vin
emotion.
Diesel for that.
Right.
Right. The guy with, like, probably, like, the least amount of range in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And they get Vin Diesel. Like, Vin Diesel's range is like, do you want me in a tank top or like a really tight t-shirt?
Exactly. Oh, man, did you see the newest fucking XXX movie?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's modern Vin Diesel doing action. He didn't bother getting back into old shape. We'll have to hit that up later. But, please continue. you're right. Marvel was kind of showing off. Like, they took basically a cast of not, you know, no real solid, you know, A stars, basically. You know what I mean? And turned them all into superstars.
Yeah.
And you look at, like, you have Chris Pratt and Bradley Cooper. You're like, well, which one's going to be, like, the hunky hero?
Right.
Well, Chris Pratt, of course.
Right. And at the time, you know, from the from Parks and Rec, you know what I mean? Nobody thought, like, oh, come on.
No.
Yeah.
Andy Dwyer got all rocked out, got all pretty.
Yep.
I do think, knowing what I know about how people like act when they're doing voice work, Bradley Cooper probably looked worse in the booth recording his lines than Chris Pratt looks, like, on average. People show up to, like, voice work in, like, sweats, yeah. no hair, yeah. like, hungover. They take full advantage of, like, no one's going to see me.
Right. Nobody yeah, gives I a would. Shit what I look like these days, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, if I wasn't on camera right now. Shit.
I'm not wearing pants, so, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Absolutely get it.
I'm in like an old dirty tank top that I went to the gym in.
There you go.
Like, that's pretty much it.
Everybody just wear comfy. That's just right. wear comfy. Okay, going back in time a little bit here. Princess Bride, Andre the Giant.
Ah, great movie.
The Princess Bride, yeah, arguably, I think even kids today, like, you know, can identify with this movie because it's just oh, yeah. a fantastic fucking, it's a fantasy movie.
It's a that, timeless you know, movie.
It's so famous. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Cary Elwes, I mean, dude. He was so pretty in that movie back in
That's when he was an unknown, too.
Oh. Was that his first role?
It was one of his first or mainstream close. Roles. Yeah.
No shit. Yeah.
He was very unknown at that time.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's like his first starring role.
Yeah.
Like, gotta be one like of his that. Bigger ones. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he hadn't done much at the time.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, arguably, I would say it's one of Rob Reiner's best films, too. So
yeah.
Besides, this is Spinal Tap.
But. Yeah, that's fair. I don't know outside of those two movies I've seen, like,
yeah,
anything else he's
yeah,
done,
I can't,
actually.
I can't really think of a lot of movies either.
Yeah.
So. North. He made the movie North.
Was that the one with
kid, like,
Elijah
runs
Wood?
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yes, it is.
I haven't seen it. I won't see it. Thank you for the recommendation.
Skip right over it. Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
I saw it as a kid and thought it was terrible. That's when you know it's bad. But even kids are like, I don't know.
You watch it as a child and you're like, I'm being pandered to. And you're like, that's when you come to the realization. It's like, oh, okay, now I get it. I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, I've got some homework to do. Right. Let me go do that.
Let me click over and start watching wrestling. Fuck this. Yeah. I'm out of here. Yeah. But Andre the Giant is Fezzik. I don't know. Like, take his size out of it. Andre the Giant is so fucking charming.
Yes.
In this goddamn movie, you can't do it with anybody else. If he's not in this movie, I doubt the movie is as beloved at all.
No,
it is not. Mentioned,
it is not.
He's perfect. Everyone in this movie is cast so perfectly, and he is arguably the heart of the entire thing. You know what I mean? He is just so crucial to how beloved this movie is.
Yeah. I mean, he's the giant lovable teddy bear in that movie. I mean, he's kind to everybody he comes across. He helps everybody, you know. Mandy Patinkin is a drunk, but he sticks by him, helps him out.
Yeah. He's regular Hodor.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There you go. It's a good comparison.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and there's nobody you could replace him with. I mean, who else is going to be a giant? I mean, who fits the role of a giant in the 80s?
Back then, maybe King Kong Bundy might have been close. You know what I mean?
Nah. I mean, he already had a bad rep, though. He was always the bad guy. But then again, I mean, I think Andre was just, you know, turning at that time, wasn't he?
He's the great tweeter, man. He can go back and forth. Doesn't matter. He's a giant. Yeah. Does what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard to say. I don't think you could replace that guy at all. I agree with you, Del. I think he makes that movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Again, it's one of those things where, like, he's almost like Batista as Drax.
Yeah,
where,
right.
like... It'd be hard to imagine anybody else doing it.
Yeah.
Because I think anybody else would have, like, taken it too seriously. But again, I think Andre was just, like, enjoying being on a movie and not having to do a whole lot.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, it had to be just way easier on his body. Like, you know what I mean? Stunt doubles everywhere and fucking, you know what I mean?
Being and he doesn't have to deliver a lot of lines. He doesn't have to worry about his accent or anything like that. He can just go, you know? It's great, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember hearing recently, like, apparently he's, like, in such bad shape, like, I think it's like the scene where he has to catch Buttercup.
Uh-huh.
They have her on like wires because he like physically couldn't support her weight.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad what he was going through.
Damn.
Yeah, he was like a physical wreck when like they made that movie. But again, like who else do you cast?
You can't. You know? Yeah, absolutely can't.
Yeah, there is nobody that you could fit into that as a giant and as of a lovable character. I can't think of anybody who would fit that mold.
Even today, like, you know, you couldn't do it. You couldn't remake this movie today and have it be as good. There's no way.
No.
It's almost perfect in every way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is an amazing movie. I recommend that. If you have not seen that, go do yourself a favor and
fix your
life
if you haven't seen this. Holy shit.
you will love it. Kids can watch it. Adults can watch it. Everybody will get something out of it.
It's instant awesome. Buy. Don't even fuck around with renting. Just buy it outright. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, it's an indelible film. Like, it's one of those movies like people to this day like still quote.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's so many lines in that. Inconceivable, you know?
Yeah. I can't hear that word without thinking about fucking Wallace Shawn, man.
Yeah, and he's one of the he's one of the best characters in that, and he's not in that for a whole lot, but he is one of the best characters.
Yeah, he's got like Captain America level screen time, like Infinity War, like in fucking that movie. Cap was only in screen in Infinity War for like some fucking 7-8 minutes, man. That's ridiculous.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's so strange. Oh man. All right. Well, lastly, fellas, probably the most iconic movie to star a wrestler, in my opinion. They Live, starring one Roderick Toombs, Roddy Piper.
There you go.
Ethan?
Oh, man. So, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even see They Live, like, in its entirety until, like, a couple years ago.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It was just one of those movies, like, it came out right before, like, I, like, really got into wrestling.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, like, wasn't something that, like, ever came up on TV or anything. But it's one of those films, like, it's almost like A Clockwork Orange, where, like, when you see it, you realize how many other people make references to that movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, when I finally, like, sat down and saw it, like, in its entirety, I was like, holy shit, everybody steals scenes from this film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, Roddy Piper's genuinely the kindest, crazy person I've ever met in my life. Like, just the warmest man. It's like, when you see people who own like a pet lion but it's super docile.
Right.
That's like how Roddy is. Like, I worked with Roddy for like a year, like doing these like wrestling shows, and he's like the warmest, kindest guy, but you just know there's something in him that could kill you.
Right.
Like, we did a segment with Gabriel Iglesias on this show, and Roddy was like, comes up to me. He's like, I'm going to put you in the sleeper, but like, I want to scare Gabriel, so like I'm gonna squeeze kind of tight.
Oh boy!
And I was like, and in my head I'm like, it's a work, bro. Like, I'll just pretend to pass out, right?
Oh Jesus!
But no, sure enough, like Roddy grabs me and full force like tries to choke me to death.
Oh my
like,
God!
I like, sink my chin down to protect myself, and then he like put his body weight on me,
down.
And again, like, I knew we were going down, and I was like, I don't want to just fall on Roddy. So I'm trying to, like, catch myself. But sure enough, though, Gabriel is freaked out.
Oh, my God.
Like, he is in such panic, because this is setting up for him to have a wrestling match later.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. That's awesome.
But then, yeah, afterwards, like, Roddy was like, hey, thank you. I appreciate it a lot. But, yeah, for whatever reason, he was like, I really have to choke this guy out.
So, like,
so that he'll believe it's
real. Was Gabriel just freaked out the whole time going into the match, and then afterward he figured out Roddy wasn't going to murder him?
Oh, he was super nervous.
Oh, was it?
Like, he was told to just stand on the apron, because it was like a tag match. It was him Big Ugly against two other guys.
Yeah.
And he was told to just stand on the apron.
Right.
And, like, fun fact is I was going to come back later as his luchador cousin, like, under a mask.
Right.
And, like, behind the referee's back, do like the wrestling for Gabriel,
right?
And then tag him in for the pin. But so they just said, like, hang out on the apron until like I show up, and then like I'll just wave him to get in. But like Gabriel didn't know what else was planned, and you could just tell, like, he was genuinely nervous. Like, anytime they would start coming near
him,
that they were just gonna like grab him and hit him,
right?
Damn. Because I remember like when I waved him in for the pin. Even him going for the cover, the guy's, like, down and out. Right. He was, like, still a little hesitant, like, oh, this is where they're going to get me.
Damn, that's cool.
That is just, like, the funniest fucking story I think I've ever heard.
He just gets through the curtain, and you can just see, like, the color, like, return to his face.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, I'm safe.
I live to fight another day.
Yeah.
That is fucking fantastic. Oh, thank you so much for that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I guess, like, Roddy, like, saw him, like, doing stand-up somewhere, and, like, Gabriel's, like, a big wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And so Roddy's like, I got a wrestling TV show. Come on down.
And he did. He just showed up. That is crazy.
Oh, my God.
I was just super happy to be there. Like, we're just happy being a fan.
That is phenomenal. Was that in Portland?
No, yeah, it was when they did Portland Wrestling.
Wow. Uncut.
Yeah. Okay.
that was a shit show.
I'm sure that was fun.
Amazing.
And you also you have some experience on movies yourself, right? Didn't you do one with Kevin Nash, actually.
I did a couple wrestling movies.
Yeah.
They're called Ultimate Deathmatch.
That's right. Thank you very much.
One and three. So one just stars Al Snow as like the main character.
Right.
And then everybody else is just like local indie guy.
Uh-huh.
Who's just like, and the premise of it is this promoter has a wrestler die on a show and it's his highest rated show.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, I'm just going to do a tournament where the only way to win is to kill your opponent.
Holy shit. I am in already. That is amazing.
So there's like, it's very low budget. And the only thing they had was like stuff laying around.
Uh-huh.
They rented out like an old nightclub to use. So we had to just like kill each other with stuff that was just laying around.
Were they at least weapons, or was it just like a cone? You know what I mean? And just like some other random shit.
They got pretty brutal. Like, somebody got their head caved in with a cinder block we found in the parking lot.
Jesus.
God damn. Oh, it's bad. It doesn't look good. It's not like whatever you're thinking in your head. No. It's like blatantly pretend hit with a cinder block. Because it's a real fucking cinder block.
Yeah. Right, yeah, okay.
I was strangled to death with a chain. Like, that was how I went out.
Who killed you in the movie? Was, like, can you give us a spoiler?
Jimmy Flame,
no shit.
Jimmy fucking... Also, the wrestling is horrifically bad.
Oh, really?
Because we were told, just go out there and do, like, a 7-minute match.
Right.
And we're going to cut it down to, like, 30 seconds.
Okay.
So just do a ton of cool stuff and then get out.
Right.
So we have, like... There's no, like, ebb and flow to this match. It's back and forth, like... We're just doing stuff.
Just moves.
And then he murders me.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
And they don't cut any of the matches up. Oh, they leave them in their entirety. So they're all, like, dog shit awful.
Oh, like, man.
No editor on staff, huh?
I see this like, one starred Tommy Dreamer and Ted DiBiase. Ultimate Deathmatch 3.
Oh, the Million Dollar Man?
Yeah. So that's number three. Number three is, like, the big budget one.
And Kevin Nash. And wow.
It's a cameo. It's a cameo. Oh, okay. They filmed Kevin Nash like somewhere else talking about the movie and then just like cut it in to the film. Like he was like never on set. And it's like filmed, and this is filmed like in a hotel room. Like they clearly just like filmed it at a hotel room like it's a shoot interview.
Oh,
and
boy.
He just did like a minute scene.
Oh boy.
But that one's great. Like the only cool story for that, because like again, we all thought we were dead after the first movie.
Well, obviously, yeah, if you but got he killed, brought, fair. Like,
we got brought back.
Did they explain how you guys got brought back to life? Were you at least zombies, like, wrestling in the third one? No?
Not even. Okay. They just, like, acknowledged we were in the first one. It's a battle royal of, like, just local indie guys and Ricky Morton.
What?
And Ricky Morton is so absolutely terrified that we're going to stiff him that he's just, like crawling away from everybody.
How old?
Because
he has
to win
this?
The battle royal.
This was 2010 ballpark?
Is that... Yeah, it'd be like 2010, 2011.
How old was Ricky Morton at the time? Half of the Rock and Roll Express, Brian.
Ricky Morton was probably like 2010, Jesus 2011. Christ.
So he was 50 at least.
He was probably like in his 2000s as well.
Oh.
Ricky Morton showed up about the time like the Earth's crust cooled. That's how I feel. And he's been kind of hanging out ever since.
He's had the mullet ever since, yeah. Just going.
The best part is we're getting ready to go out to this battle royal, and he's like, let me warm up. And he literally just, like, crosses his arms twice. And then he's like, all right, let's go.
Oh, I love that.
And that was his warm-up. But he paused us to warm up. And then he's like, all right, let's go.
Oh, that's fucking terrific. I wish there was a context in my life where I could tell like, a group was waiting to go. And I'm like, hang on a second. And I do that twice in the role. That's the best thing I've ever fucking heard, man.
Isn't that right next to, like, just popping your neck going... Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, dude, that's the best thing. He made a group stop to cross his arms twice. Can you imagine? That is fucking terrific. Oh,
that sounds like it'd be a lot of fun to be on that set.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. To be a PA on that set would have been fucking awesome.
Oh, it was a blast. It was fun to film.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh. It was a blast. And, like, I remember, like, the best part, too, was, like, Al Snow doing commentary for these matches.
Oh,
and again,
boy.
Like, I think he assumed they were going to do it in post.
Did you guys hear him?
So he was, but he was just kind of like taking the piss out of all these matches.
Oh, no, he was.
They're not all that great.
Oh, man.
So there's real,
like, were they like,
there's real, no real production value going on here, right? I mean, this is all just, I'm just going to turn a camera on, put a mic out there, and you guys go.
There's very little. Oh. It was like a 2 or 3 camera shoot.
Wow.
And like, everybody had multiple jobs. Like the makeup lady was also the sound lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been on stuff like that.
Was she powdering people with the boom mic cover? Like, you know what I mean? Just like, using up her tools. Yeah.
The worst is like because like I was getting periodically like murdered more and more throughout the movie. They'd like because I was in a wrestling mask, so everybody else they would just put like fake blood like on their eyes or in their hair. Yeah. And everything. But because I'm covered up, they just kept dumping it in my mouth.
Oh.
So we would pause like every minute so they could pour like more like red corn syrup.
Is it Carol syrup?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Carol syrup. Yeah.
And it was everywhere, and the building didn't have a shower.
Oh my God, that stuff is nasty as shit.
Not even like I took like a horse bath, but like I killed a hooker bath.
Because
I'm just like scrubbing like fake blood off me in like a bathroom sink at a nightclub.
How long was that shit stuck to your teeth for? At least a month, right? That is just crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, it stained my, like, mouth for, like, a full day.
Yeah. It's
even the next day.
Full-on red food coloring and that stuff. Yeah. It'll stain anything it touches.
Yeah, my mouth and, like, teeth were just pink.
That's fantastic. That is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that's an awesome story.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so glad. So glad we got into that.
It makes me want to shoot movies again.
Oh, God, doesn't it? Yeah, fucking absolutely. Let's wrap this thing up here. Let's pick the best one out of the group. Ethan, what do you think is the best one out of those five as they currently stand between They Live, Predator, No Holds Barred, Guardians, and Princess Bride?
Oh, I got to go Princess Bride. I think that's probably, out of the five, probably my favorite.
It's a strong choice. Could you pick a worse one of the group?
Oh, I mean, for sure. I think, like, the whole time.
I was already writing it down.
Yeah, I don't think you have to ask anybody else on that. I think we're all gonna rank that at the bottom.
All right, so, Brian, that's your worst. What's your best one?
Okay. The question is, do I go with what is the best movie or what has the most nostalgic value for me? If I'm going just nostalgic value and a lot of fun, I'm going They Live.
Which one do you hold most dear, They Live?
I love They Live because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
But I love Princess Bride because it's just such an amazing movie. You know, it's like going between Razzie and Oscar, you know.
Yeah.
Do I go for the artsy one or do I just go for the pure camp, awesome roller coaster ride?
Right.
I'm giving They Live just an edge on that just because it's a lot of fun to watch. I can watch it routinely. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll call that like 1.5 for Princess Bride and 1. And so 1.5 for No Holds Barred. I, gentlemen, am going for a different flavor on mine. I believe that the best wrestling movie to star a wrestler is No Holds Barred. In fact.
Wow.
Arguably, you cannot put a different wrestler into that movie. You can't even remake this movie and have it be anyone else. Like, you know what I mean? Every movie we named off, you know, Guardians probably won't ever be remade, but we know they're essentially relaunching the Predator. You know what I mean? But I think No Holds Barred in and of itself is just so... It came out at such a time, like around, you know, when Batman first hit, like the original Keaton one, and just movies of that ilk where it just has such a certain flavor to it. Whenever you see it, no matter what part of the movie you catch it at, it takes you instantly back to the first time you saw it. You know what I mean? And automatically, you know, you're a child, you know, you're in your Hogan jacket, you know what I mean? You got those little shitty weight sets and you're watching this fucking terrible movie. It's horrendous. Like, there's nothing good about it. The acting is just so god. A lot of the actors in this movie actually ended up on a terrible TV show, like, which I love, Supernatural. But a lot of guys carry over because the guy who directed fucking this movie directs a lot of those episodes. So a lot of the same bullshit I love in this terrible movie, I still love today. So arguably for me, in my heart... I can't argue my heart. I have to go No Holds Barred as the best. But I'm also going to make it the worst.
Boy.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say, man.
Best and worst, man. It's both. Ooh. I can't not. It has to be both for me.
I don't see how you could rank that above any of the other movies we've described so far.
I think I just gave all my reasons, Brian.
Well, you have. yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, you know my opinion on that movie, so I mean.
I do. All in all, though, I think that's pretty solid. So I think I'm vastly outnumbered, though, and by default, Princess Bride is the best movie to star a wrestler, and unanimously, No Holds Barred the worst.
We should have put a poll up on the website just to see if anybody
once we post. So yeah,
I'm curious to see what the fans would say.
Yeah, I'm really curious too to see if they've actually seen any of these movies as well. Because odds are, outside of Guardians and Princess Bride, you know, we'll see.
Depending on their age, you know, the people of born in the 2000s may not have ever gone back to The Princess Bride, so...
It's a shame. They should.
Yeah. Like I said, I would recommend that to anybody.
Yeah. Well, Ethan, thanks very much for joining us. You guys can find him on Twitter at RealEthanHD. You can find us at our home on the website, AdamStores.com. On behalf of Ethan and Brian O'Meara, we'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
Delicious.